is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And good evening, everybody. We welcome you to Jackson Center. We're on the air, Jackson Center, Rushi. It is Scores Broadcast second Boys Shelby County Athletic League broadcast of the year. Jackson Center entertaining Rushi here tonight. Both teams 1-1. Rushi topped Fairlawn in two overtimes before losing at Botkins on Tuesday by 12. Jackson Center has been thumped by Minster and beaten Upper Soda Valley. This Rushi is 1-1 in league play. Jackson Center's openers here tonight. Rushi, of course, 29-0 1 year ago. 81-6 over the last three seasons. My, oh my, we'll never see a boys basketball team in the area like that again, much like those Fort Loramie girls in 2021. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Jackson Center Gym, the habitat of the cat. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everyone from ScoresBroadcast.com. What a delight it was, Chuck, covering the Rushi Raiders not only last year during that season of perfection, but the last three campaigns, the three of them, extremely special.
Well, there was one heck of a group of seniors. You had a really great senior class with a great junior class,
yeah.
And it just snowballed, and they were as much fun as any team I've seen in Ohio play basketball.
Now, 11 seniors graduated from that Rushi roster 1 year ago, a marvelous array of talent, guided by Coach Spencer Cordonier. As Spencer's understudy the last two campaigns, Devin Lindbergh,
is now the head coach. Devin was at Ansonia for 8 years, four as head coach there. He also assisted for a year with Corey Britton at Fort Loramie. Aaron Kloffenstein is in year number three as the Jackson Center mentor. 9 years as an assistant for Aaron with Scott Elkert, who was the head coach at Jackson Center for 23 excellent campaigns. The Tigers were 15-10 in 24-25 and scored 27-35 against Rushi's defense in those two losses to the Raiders last season. The Tigers finished 7-5 in the SCAL a year ago, split with Bodkins and Anna, and then lost to Bodkins in the district final. We've got conversations with both head coaches coming up in just a few minutes. Jackson Center against Rushi tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The Jackson Center band is striking up in the background here at the Habitat of the Cat, the home of the Tigers, who play Rushi here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's our second boys basketball coverage. Chuck, last Friday night, you and Brandon Coverman were at Bodkins for the tilt between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Bodkins Trojans. And Bodkins pulled away to win that one convincingly in the second half. It was a tussle the first two quarters. Points at a premium for about the first 16 minutes.
Well, when I woke up, it was 10-7. That was at halftime. the first half was like watching paint dry. But then, boy, Bodkins picked it up. And Bodkins has some talent.
Yeah.
They really have got to find a point guard. They got to find somebody to facilitate. They had Dosik handle the ball so much last year that somebody has to start getting comfortable. I think they'll be pretty good.
Eli Pitts will fit into that spot eventually. If Fort Loramie needs to cover that part of the floor well, Redskins will get better under fine head coach Mitch Westerheide. It's going to be a compressed Shelby County Athletic League boys race this year. From top to bottom, everybody closer together.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have anybody going 29-0.
Hey, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your your interior and exterior door requirements for these two teams here tonight. The key building components, well, whoever gets a hot streak. If one team can hit three or four in a row, take a 7-8 point lead, that might be sizable in this game this evening and very difficult to overcome, that's for sure. Key building components tonight for Rushi and Jackson Center. They open the doors to success for the Raiders and Tigers. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282. Make an appointment. Find out what you deserve in the way of services. For more info, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. As I mentioned several minutes ago, head man at Jackson Center, Aaron Kloppenstein, third year. His club graduated a quintet of very good student-athletes a year ago from that Tiger roster.
We did. We graduated five seniors last year who've been in our program a long time, and they provided a lot of team stats for us in terms of scoring and rebounding, assists. Reed Platfoot's playing at Mount Vernon's, having a very nice beginning to his season. Got in the starting rotation and getting a lot of minutes and rebounds for them. Lucas Heitkamp was another guy who's part of our program for 3 years, graduated and was playing soccer at Finley this year. So we graduated and a lot of guys, which left doors open for some of our younger guys and our JV players. And we have Preston Sayre and Carter Kloppenstein, who saw a lot of minutes last year returning, two of our letter winners. Dane Reese saw some minutes, especially later on in the season. And then we have some newcomers from our JV squad last year, Anderson Fark, Brendan Sayre, and we have coming off the bench Ian Stengel, who also saw a lot of JV minutes last year, and then Tristan Woolley, a senior, and Gus Starr as a freshman, seeing some minutes as their seventh man.
Coach Kloppenstein's philosophy, strategy, schemes, offensively, defensively, for the Jackson Center Tigers here in 25-26.
Yeah, so defensively, we have a storied tradition that Coach Elkert really started in his tenure of just being great defensively, and, that first game of the year, we kind of let that slip, I feel like, and, we need to get back to some of those finer details defensively, being in gaps, helping guys out, and that was kind of a focus for us after last Friday night's game, and we were better defensively last night on Tuesday against USV, and we hope to just continue to get better defensively as the season progresses. And offensively, we have a lot of good shooters on our team. We're trying to balance when to shoot the threes, when to get looks at the rim, and trying to understand what's a good shot, when do we need that three, when do we need to get the looks at the rim, and that's a learning progress, knowing that we don't have we have three returning letter winners, so that's a learning process as we go, both for coaches and for players, of balancing those shots and what comes open over the course of the game.
You assisted Scott Elkert 9 years. I bet every now and then you've got a question or two, and he's got the right answer.
Yeah, Coach Elkert's been an absolutely amazing mentor for me, not just the last 3 years, but over the course of my lifetime. He's a great man and a great coach, and it's to have that resource in the building to be able to bounce questions off of is just an amazing asset, and I'm very thankful and grateful for that.
Aaron Kloppenstein, head coach of Jackson Center. Chuck, I've not gotten fully used to the fact that Scott Elkert's not on the bench or down at the end of the floor in a chair looking on. He'll be there throughout the season, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, he likes to go up and watch his son coach, too. So.
Yeah, sure.
That's what you do when you're a dad.
Preston Sayer played a lot of minutes last year, started many games for the Tigers. He pumped in 16 in a recent 47-25 win over Upper Scioto Valley. Carter Kloffenstein dumped home 13 points in that game. Anderson Park had 8. Devin Lindberg up next. We spoke with him earlier in the week at practice at the Raiders' fine new gym. He highlighted his starters for the 25-26 campaign.
We don't bring back any varsity experience, but these guys are really learning how to compete at the varsity level, learning to play the game with each other, and just learning how to compete against guys older than them, and just figuring out the game. And it's day by day, and the guys are getting better and better each practice, and we've seen them just make strides each week in practice, and it hopefully continues. As far as the starters go, Cooper Umberfirth, 6 foot senior. He's kind of our leader. He does a little bit of everything for us. He scored from the inside, outside. He rebounds really well. Just a great teammate. Just the kind of guy that you want on your team. The kids just look up to him. And again, he's the leader in the locker room, and he does a little bit of everything for us. Grant Bergman, 6'4", sophomore. He can kind of do a little bit of everything as well. He can really get going on the inside. He can also get going on the outside and shoot the ball a little bit for us. He rebounds well. He's got good length. He affects a lot of shots on the inside. Maddie Scubo, he's kind of that guy that'll do the dirty work for us. He can rebound really well. He defends. Will guard just about anybody ask him to. And he can get the ball and go to the hole as well. So, and when he gets going on the outside, he's pretty dangerous. Cash Grojean is a 6 foot junior guard for us. He'll run the one, he'll run the two. Can really get it going from outside. He's got a nice little pull-up jumper, and he gets to the rim well, too. And a lot of nights I have him guarding the best guard. And so far this season, he's done a really nice job for us on that. And then Pax Bixler is our point guard, 5'8 freshman. He has been phenomenal for us, just able to step in. And he's actually a very good leader for a freshman. He will do it whatever we ask him to do, controls the pace of the game. And for his size, he really defends well for how big he is.
And this year's key performers off the bench for the 25-26 Rushi Raiders.
Coming off the bench, we have Michael Voisard, who is a 6'4 senior. Michael hasn't played since freshman year, but he's made some strides for us. This is his first week actually being back healthy. He had knee problems all preseason. Rebounds like a monster, affects a lot of shots, and he's just getting better and better scoring on the inside. And he can step out and hit a three, too. He runs the floor really well. It takes about 5 steps to get down the floor. Malachi Borch has come off the bench for us. He's a 6 foot sophomore, very good slasher, can get to the rim. He defends the ball really well. He's been tasked with guarding their best player both games so far, and he's done a fantastic job of that. Also coming in is Carter Haney, who's a sophomore. Really nice shooter for us. He's been asked to handle the ball a little bit, and he's done a great job of that. Again, the defense has to know where he's at, because in both games he's filled it up for us. He can get really hot, and he's just getting better and better as well.
Man-to-man or zone on defense, what's your strategy offensively?
We like to. I haven't been able to yet as much as we would like. We're man-to-man primarily, and we'd like to get going, and we run a lot of motion. We run a lot of ball screen stuff, and just look to get going downhill and then get kick-out threes when we can.
Devin Lindberg, head coach of Rushi. Chuck, witnessing practice this past week, I sensed a little bit of Spencer Cordonnier-style tone, lingo, in that work session that Coach Lindberg had with his players this past week. That's only natural, and that's so positive. Cordonnier Spencer was outstanding as the head man of the Rushi program.
So he had a lot of success. So, yep. I mean, and Spencer's a good guy. I always enjoy talking to him. Had great kids. Just a fantastic family.
Double overtime win for Rushi over Fairlawn earlier this year in that game. Cash Grogian scored a dozen. Cooper Underforth had 9, 12 rebounds for Cooper in that game. Grant Bergman scored 9. Carter Haney had 8. Pax Bixler had 6. Maddox Gubo 5. And Malachi Borchers had 4. Well-rounded scoring for Rushi in that double OT win over Fairlawn. Yes, I said Fairlawn. The Jets are up and coming, Chuck, with some fine young talent on the way.
Well, good. I like going to games there. I mean, we always had such a good time. They love to see us. But, you know, they've been struggled a little bit the last few years, so it'd be good. I'd be glad to go back there and see a game or two.
We'll be there in 2 weeks. I guarantee it. Count the days. 14 of them. We're back. Jackson Center hosting Rushi tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Jackson Center. Tigers hosting Rushi tonight in boys basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. Hard to believe, Chuck, we are in year number 21 on the air here on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, which stands for Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. It seems like just yesterday we started.
Yeah, I know.
And I know one of your first campaigns was when Houston went all the way to the state Final Four.
That was a good time. And we haven't seen Houston up there to those heights since. But, yeah, that was a fun year to start.
Yeah, that was a unique season for head coach John Willoughby's club. Three teams that beat Houston in the regular season were victims of Houston in the tournament. How about that?
Yeah, well, that's what you want. I mean, tough to beat a good team twice.
Hey, we've got a nice crowd here tonight for this game.
Everybody came out to beat the snow. Right. Who knows if games in the region will get played tomorrow night. I think afternoon contests are okay. We've got Fort Loramie Minster tip off around 2:15 or so. JV game starts at 1 at Minster. Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. And then next Thursday night from Anna, Fort Loramie girls take on the Anna Rockets. And we're back into SCAL action next Friday. Anna is at Bodkins. That's an early season showdown in the Shelby County Athletic League. I misspoke a few minutes ago. Fairlawn's next three SCAL games are away. We'll catch them second Tuesday of January. I think that's the magical date. We'll be at the Fairlawn Gym.
All righty.
Hey, you'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart Homes in Bodkins. You see, at Eisenhart, we understand that building a home may be the biggest investment of your lifetime. Starting from sketches on paper all the way to the final design, we'll walk you through every step of the home building process. At Eisenhart, we're hands-on, working with you closely, from design to framing to everything in between, like picking out backsplash tiles for the kitchen. You'll love our attention to detail. Eisenhart stays within your budget and meets your goals for extremely high quality. We're also experts at remodeling. We add rooms, update kitchens, finish basements, and more. We are Eisenhart Homes, EisenhartHomes.com in Anna, or I should say in Bodkins, right there at the Anna-Bodkins border, near the in-between restaurant, Eisenhart, spelled E-I-S-E-N-H-A-R-T-T, Eisenhart. You'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart. A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business, started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues on today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. Well, the last three seasons, Chuck, everybody was playing for second place in the Shelby County.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, in the SCAL boys race. Rushi, cream of the crop, went 29-0 last year, 81-6 over three seasons. It appears to be wide open here in 25-26.
Oh, I think so. I'm going to see two more teams tonight. I mean, Bodkins, a lot of names I remember and a lot of talent. Well-coached team. Loramie got some work to do, but if anybody's going to get it done, it's going to be Mitch Westerheide. So I'm looking forward to seeing these two teams tonight. Rushi with the changing of the guards on the bench, and Jackson Center coming out and trying to get through the growing pains of having everybody leave that did the stats, which is what Aaron said in his talk.
Yes. We're hearing great things about Anna, which will shake off the rust. Rockets are behind, having gone deep into the football playoffs, competing against Coldwater in a regional championship game. But Anna's got size, a lot of it, something that most of the teams in the SCAL do not have. It's a wait and see on Anna. We'll check them out next Friday night. Yep. They are at Bodkins.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
They're serving the region since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business.
Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Code 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Of course, very early on in the high school basketball season, Anna Jackson Center yet to compete in SCAL play. Anna 1-0. That win, a one-pointer at home over to Knoxville, a much tighter game than everybody thought it would be. Again, Anna behind everybody by a couple of weeks.
Yep. Yeah, New Knoxville's been really down for a few years now, so you know, maybe they've turned the corner. Maybe they got some talent up there.
Yes. Jackson Center playing its opener tonight here in SCAL action. Botkins 2-0 in the league. Fairlawn 1-1. Fort Loramie 1-1. Rushi a win, a loss. Houston 0-2. Elsewhere in the SCAL tonight, Botkins is at Fairlawn. Houston's at Anna. A lot of SCAL boys and girls teams in action tomorrow. Afternoon games, Fort Loramie at Minster, St. Henry at Anna, Versailles at Rushi. Those are girls' contests tomorrow night. Boys games, Saline at Botkins, Houston at Newton, Minster at Rushi, New Bremen at Fort Loramie, and Waynefield Goshen is right here against Jackson Center. On Monday evening in girls' play, Houston's at New Knoxville, and Triad girls are at Fairlawn. Girls games on Tuesday, Jackson Center at Minster, Riverside at Fairlawn. Looking forward to a trip down to Kettering Alder next Monday. Chuck, you and I have got the Rushi girls against the Alder Knights. Alder went to the state final four in girls last year, maybe even to the championship game. I can't remember. Rushi had the Knights beaten at the Rushi gym.
Yep.
In a game we covered at midseason.
Yeah, that was a good game and well-contested game. That should be fun.
Rushi lost that one by a point to the Alder girls a season ago. I think Rushi had a game-winning shot spin in and go out with a couple seconds left after Alder had scored on a three at the other end in the previous possession. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've got Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. You'll love the new smoothie machine. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, featuring fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And on the other end of Main Street in Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru at the north end of town. And don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. And Schaefer RV Storage is right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And don't forget, support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market's gas pumps. Always low prices, plus one penny for each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. And by the way, in December, this month's gallon giveback program at the Schaefer Market assists the Fort Loramie Schools Education Foundation. Very tentative starting lineups for tonight's game for the Rushi Raiders. Maddox Gubo, Cash Grojean, Pax Bixler, Cooper Underfirth, and Grant Bergman. That's the opening five for Rushi. That's tentative for the Jackson Center Tigers. Preston Sayre, Anderson Fark, Dane Reese, Brendan Sayre, and Carter Kloffenstein. I mentioned Sayre twice because the brothers are in there, Preston and Brendan. Dane Reese starts. Carter Kloffenstein in the opening five. Anderson Fark rounds out the unit.
That's Rushi's starters here. That's what's up on the scoreboard. So I think what you said was what's starting.
Okay.
Starting.
Scoreboard jives with what we talked about.
They're not very big, are they?
Well, neither team is sizable, but I tell you what, we've talked so often, Chuck, about the fact that rebounding is far more than size.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're 6'8 or 6'9 or 7'2 like the top five teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all about anticipation. How quick are you off your feet?
Exactly.
And getting position before that ball or as that ball is released on the shot.
Well, that's the problem. What you see all the time is as soon as the shot goes up, the defender turns his back. That's not what you do. You watch your person. As soon as he starts to go, you put a body on him. And then that's how you rebound, and that's how you keep teams from having second, third, and fourth shots on you.
Rebounding textbook 101, authored by Chuck McBee. We've got starting lineups, opening tip when we come back. And we've already shared with you the starters. We'll confirm them when we return. We're about 4 minutes from the opening tap. Rushi on the road here at Jackson Center. Boys basketball action in the Shelby County Athletic League on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS, Inc.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
And hello once again. Welcome back to the Jackson Center Gymnasium. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Our second boys broadcast of the season here in the Shelby County Athletic League. And boy, Chuck, I'm so pleased. Darn near a full house. Great crowd at the Jackson Center Gym for this game just a couple weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, it is a great crowd. And I mean, Shelby County loves their basketball. So they're going to come out and they're going to support it. That's for sure.
And happy holidays. Great Christmas season to all of you from ScoresBroadcast.com. Hey, do you have a short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? Well, improve your mobility and well-being from Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 102 East Main in Rushi. Talk with Dr. Katie Bargey about a plan to restore your overall wellness. Restore Physical Therapy treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions and provides balance and vestibular rehabilitation to assist restoring your overall function, strength, and agility. Restore Physical Therapy also performs dry needling services and running gait analysis. Restore Physical Therapy enables your initial consultation to be made without a physician referral, and we work closely with your doctor to best serve you. Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being. If you've got a short-term or long-term pain or discomfort going on, give Restore a call and consult with Dr. Katie Bargey. Violation, Chuck, on the opening tip to start the game.
Yep, and we had, this was Jackson ball.
Jackson Center Tigers on offense with the pass underneath from the top of the circle. It glances off the underneath side of the board, and the Rushi Raiders come away with it. Rushi in that mustard gold. I love these uniforms. Blue numbers outlined in white. Jackson Center, the home white. Orange numbers trimmed in black. Rushi with the ball on the arc is Castro Jean. Straight away to Pax Bixler. Bixler gives it up to Cooper Underfurth. Ball knocked away. He got it back.
Pitched on the arc to Grosjean, who enters the paint. Leaves it behind him for Unverfirth, who launches from three. No good. Hits the iron. Long rebound. Raiders foul. Jackson Center. Inbounding below the rim. Common foul. Grushy to play it. To Bixler on the arc. Straight away to Maddox Kubo. High right Bixler. Dribbles to the top of the key. Defensively, Tigers. Is that Scott Elkert man-to-man in play?
Playing man-to-man, switching everything on top.
Coach Kloffenstein's got the man-to-man working. Here's Rushi entering the paint as Kubo spinning, and he banks in an eight-footer. Well done by Maddox Kubo. Used his body well. Back to the basket, twisted, turned, and drained it right off the backboard.
Did a great job of getting his shoulders squared. That's what you need to do.
Sure did. It's a 2-0 lead for Rushi. Dribble drive, Preston Sayre, equally good. A bank shot on the run.
Wow.
By Preston Sayre of Jackson Center. He matches Gubo's goal. We're tied up at two. Like to see that both players use the backboard, Chuck.
Yeah, taking the ball to the basket like that. Sayre, as a sophomore, was a three-point shooter.
Yep.
Last year, he did a combination of them. This year, he's a basketball player.
2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Game tied at two. Anderson Park, top of the circle for Jackson Center. Gives it up outside the arc. Right wing to Dane Reese. Reese spins along the baseline, stripped on the play by Rushi. And it goes out of bounds to the Tigers. 2-2 tie, couple minutes in. Playmaker left to the basket about 10 feet is Sayre. Goes to Carter Kloffenstein in the corner. He weaves across the lane and hits a little half-hook jumper. 10 feet away, right in front of the goal, right through the net. 4-2 Tigers. Rushi, forecourt right. Bixler's got the ball 30 feet away. Back to the basket. It goes on the play to teammate Grant Bergman, who stumbles.
That should have been a turnover right there. He discontinued dribble.
Yeah, it looked like he did.
Referee missed it.
Could have been called. It was ignored. Here's a long three try by Maddox Kubo of Rushi. It clangs off the rim. Ricochets into the left corner. Rebound down to Sayre. Long throw ahead to Kloffenstein. Knocked away from behind by Rushi. Off the leg of Carter. Out of bounds to the Raiders. 4-2. Tigers lead it by a bucket. 3 minutes gone, opening quarter. Outside the arc in the left flank. It is Cash Grosjean. Goes near side to Pax Bixler. Steps back, launches three-pointer. He buried it. Pax Bixler pours one in from beyond the three-point line, a couple steps deeper than that mark.
Well, they talked about his range. He just showed it.
5-4 in favor of Rushi. That short-lived, a pull-up J, but Brendan Sayre is good right through the bottom of the well. Foul line extended left. Brendan Sayre pumps it home to make it 6-5 Jackson Center. Rushi countering. Here's a nice drive to the rim. Left-hand shot, Cooper Unverfirth. Shy of the mark. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. Tigers up one with the ball. 4:28 to go in the first. Well-played game so far. Carter Kloffenstein. Top of the circle for Jackson Center. Stymied for a moment. Must get rid of it. Count was on. He gave it up to Anderson Fark. Fark at the foul line, fades. Swish! Rushi defender stumbled backward. Fark leaned into him, separated, got some space.
Yep. Hey, there was a good move because it wasn't called.
He nailed the shot. 8-5 Tigers. Rushi, four courts. Ball entered into the paint. It goes on the play to Grant Bergman. Swipe the Jackson Center. Here's a steal. Tigers race down the floor and launch a three. It hits the back iron. Brendan Sayre couldn't get it to go. Rushi snatched the long rebound. Pax Bixler down the floor. Pulls up. Makes it. Woo! Pax Bixler buries a bomb.
Tell you what, that is a real nice looking smooth jump shot that young man has.
We are tied up at eight. Couple of threes for Pax Bixler for Rushi. This young man is a ninth grader, a freshman. Here's a dribble drive by Preston Sayre into the lane.
Good defense for Rushi. A hand on the top of the ball. It's ruled a jump. Good call by the referee. Arrow favors the Raiders. Does that go down in the book? Is it turnover, Jackson?
That's a turnover, yep.
Okay. Eight all tie. A couple of threes by Bixler of Rushi. 3:10 to go, first quarter. Raiders to midcourt. Here's Bixler down the left side. Gives it up on the play to a new face on the floor at the moment. That's Malachi Borchers, who's in, 6 foot sophomore. Straight away, Carter Haney, 5'11 soft, who's on the court at the moment. Rushi weaving out on top. 2:40 left, opening quarter. Game tied at 8. Carter Haney to Grant Bergman, who comes out and catches. Ball thrown left corner. Dribble drive. Malachi Borchers gets 10 feet away. Cut off. Finds an open player. Right corner. Here's a long one. It is missed off the back iron. Bixler went for three in a row. A little too much oomph on that one. Long board to Jackson Center. It was online but strong. Eight apiece. 2:12 to go, first period. Foul line extended right. Here's a high arching fadeaway. Missed on the play by Brendan Sayer. Ball rebounded in the paint by Jackson Center. And Rushi fouls over the shoulder against Carter Kloffenstein as he was trying to make the putback. And as a result, he's got a couple free throws coming. First one is on the money. 9-8 Jackson Center. Like that stroke from Carter at the line. Not a lot of arch, reasonably flat. Just get it up over that front rim.
All I do is watch their elbow. If their elbow stays in, they're good free throw shooters.
And did it?
Yes, it did.
And the shot was through. Perfection by Carter Kloffenstein at the stripe. Two free throws made, 10-8. Tigers lead by a bucket. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. Rushi attacks. Here is Carter Haney. Hits a man cutting through the lane. Oh, good catch and a bucket by Michael Boisard.
Boisard, good job. Good play that time. Back screen, found him wide open under the basket.
6'4", junior, or I should say senior, long arms. Boisard caught it, went to the rack. And with the left hand, soft touch, rolled it through. Game tied at 10. Jackson Center on the attack. Very well played. First quarter of action, back and forth. Preston Sayer, 25 feet away, thought about shooting. Through to Carter Kloffenstein, cutting across the paint. In traffic, muscled up his shot. No good. Rebound down to Rushi. Good try by Kloffenstein. Couldn't get it to fall. Raiders a chance to break the tie. Dribble drive down the lane, all the way to the rim. Yes, two-pointer. Carter Haney, splendid drive.
Good job. He switched hands, laid it off the backboard. That's a good drive.
What a play by Haney.
He's a sophomore.
Uh-huh. Rushi up 2, 12-10. Raiders, young, limited varsity experience. Very little on this roster. Experience from a year ago.
Cooper Umfer person, the only one they got.
That's it. But there is talent. That's for sure. 35 ticks on the clock, late first quarter. 12-10. 2-point lead, Rushi. And as the Tigers dribble top of the circle, doing some clock watching, over guarding in the lane against Rushi. Ball out of bounds, Tigers, left of the basket. Ball lobbed in by Preston Sayer to midcourt. Catching over the shoulder is Anderson Fark, and he's bumped. Team fouls, 3 on the Raiders, 1 of Jackson Center. Keep in mind, the 5th one in the quarter means what, Chuck?
They shoot 2.
Yep.
There's no more 1-1 in high school basketball in Ohio.
I'm getting used to that new rule. Don't know if I like it, but maybe in time it'll start to grow on me. 15 seconds to go, first period of play. 12-10, Rushi, Jackson Center dribbling. Kloffenstein, top of the circle, peeks at the clock, one-on-one move, enters the lane, dribble drive, Kloffenstein overshoots. Rebound Rushi with 4 left. Bixler midcourt, trying to get clearance, fires it up way late, no good. Wouldn't have gone, wouldn't have counted had it gone. First quarter finishes. Oh, not much separation. 12-10. Rushi up 2 over Jackson Center. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
The Plaza of the Buckings is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, Chuck, based on what we've seen so far, I would say that this is a mid-January game, not a mid-December game. Each team looks pretty sharp.
Well, you've got two teams that are incredibly well coached, so they've had a lot of time to work with them.
Yep.
And, I mean, you just got athletes. Just because they don't have varsity experience doesn't mean they're not athletes.
Right. Dane Reese on the dribble. 6-1 soft. Speaking of youth and inexperience, Reese has the ball for Jackson Center. Throws baseline left to Henderson Park. Draws a crowd. Feeds top of the circle to Carter Kloppenstein. He powers up a three ball. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders up a bucket. First half minute. Second quarter of play. Ball thrown on the arc to Grant Bergman. Top of the circle to Voisard. Voisard at 6'4". Tallest man on the floor at the moment. Head of the key, Cash Grojean. Far left flank, it's Bergman. Bergman now right of the circle. All this activity taking place 20 feet away or more. A minute gone here in the second period. Rushi up 2-12-10. Raiders have the ball. It's Carter Haney trying to get a screen from Bergman. Doesn't use it. Throws into the top of the circle to a teammate. Ball delivered right back to Bergman. Takes right, goes left. Good defense applied by Dane Reese of Jackson Center. Right wing Bergman, high dribble, foul line, doesn't shoot. Leaves it on the arc for Cash Grojean. 90 seconds gone, second quarter. We're stuck at 12-10. Lengthy possession for Rushi. Here's Maddox Gubo at 6'2 at the foul line. Behind him to Voisard. Voisard fires into the right corner to teammate Carter Haney. Jackson Center's defense not giving an inch, Chuck.
No, they're playing outstanding, and Rushi doing a good job of not forcing shots.
Bergman catches baseline left, throws to a teammate left corner. Long triple, Carter Haney, no good. Step back is good by the Raiders. Big two-pointer, Voisard used that arm length. Reached up, speared it, tapped it in. Biggest lead of the game, 14-10, Rushi. Tigers control, it's Kloppenstein. Outside the arc on the left to Brendan Sayre. Deep left corner, it's Fark. Fark to Preston Sayre, 25 feet away. Rushi, Jackson Center, they mirror each other. Very good man-to-man defense. Long, high-arching three. Swish! Brendan Sayre. Woo, that one brought down snow flurries.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they're doing a good job on his brother, so he said, I'll show you.
14-13, Rushi up a point. 5:23 left, second quarter. High right with the ball for the Raiders as Maddox Gubo gives it up right wing to Cash Grojean. Grojean high dribble through the top of the circle. Weave to Bergman, nearly walk. Off balance, Bergman down the lane. Bodies fly, a lot of contact. Officials look at each other. Charge, block, what do we have?
I think they flipped the coin and it turned into a block. I think that was the correct call.
Yep. And in the act of shooting, so Bergman is awarded two. 1 point lead, Rushi, 14-13. Grant Bergman with a pair. 1, 2, 3 dribbles, dips to the knees, and makes the free throw. 2 point lead, Raiders, 15-13. For Jackson Center, Dane Reese is out. Gus Starr, 6'3 freshman, is in. Second foul shot, Bergman. flexes the legs again. Short, off to the left, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, which is down a bucket. 3 minutes gone here in the low-scoring second quarter. Brendan Sayre between the circles, dribbles. He is being pursued by Fixler. Ball thrown to the right flank. Preston Sayre steps back, fires up a long three. Missed it strong. Weak side rebound down to Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Up two. 3 minutes, 15 seconds played. Second quarter. Right wing, it is Bixler. Gives it to Voisard in the left corner for Rushi. Voisard comes to the top of the key. Delivers it to Carter Haney. Deep right corner, Bixler looking for some screening action. Gets it, shoots it, no good. Scramble, loose ball, rebound picked up by Rushi. Here's a drive from the right wing. Yes! Cash Grosjean banked it in off the window. Well done, McGrosjean. He garnered the loose ball and sped toward the rack and flipped it through. Rushi up four. Timeout Tigers. 4:12 left, second quarter on scores. Broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
So many thanks to O'Reilly, Machine Tool, and Rushi. O'Reilly always in big demand, serving industry in Indiana, Michigan, all over the Midwestern U.S., Ohio, of course, too. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, always accepting applications at 506 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Jackson Center, good teamwork. Open area. Angling in from the right side of the court, Carter Kloffenstein. A depth drive to the rim, banked it down. Good play by him. Kloffenstein next to, and it's 17-15. Foul line extended right. Fadeaway shot. Grant Bergman for Rushi. It hangs on the iron. Kerplunk, it drops in. Nice shot by Bergman.
It was. He had a guy wide open underneath, so it's a good thing that went in because he missed the pass.
19-15. Jackson Center counters. Look out. Brendan Sayre. Bingo. Triple try by Sayre. Right through the bottom of the well. The teams heat up here in the second quarter. Well played game. 2:58 remaining till halftime. 19-18. Rushi up one. Here's a foul line. Jay off the screen. Yes. Cooper Underford pours it through. Nice shot by Cooper. Jackson Center counters. Down three. Kloffenstein into the right corner. Well, both teams shooting at a frenzied pace here in the second period.
I was just getting ready to say, compared to the game I did last Friday, this is an NBA game.
These two clubs have combined to make four in a row. Here's a long shot left corner. Gus Starr, no good. Off the flange. Missed it. Rushi rebound. Look at Bergman go to work. Grant down the floor. All the way to the hoop. He muscles it up and in for two. And a foul against the Tigers. Count the goal. Fielder by Bergman. Maintained body control. Got it to drop. Tigers thought maybe it was a charge. 5-point lead. Rushi. Foul called. Bergman toes the stripe. A chance to complete the 3-point play. 2:17 left here in the first half of this game. Hey, don't forget O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi. Apply in person at 506, or I should say 560 East Main. Experienced machinists, other entry-level positions available. Contact O'Reilly online, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Bergman completed the three-point play. And then Jackson centers. Carter Klopfenstein comes right back to offset the Bergman field goal with a great drive. Splendid move down the lane, but Carter, and as he powered to the rim, he was whacked on the arm. 2:03 left, first half. Scoreboard reads 24-20 in favor of Rushi. Make it 24-21. Three-point play, Klopfenstein. Rushi had managed to stretch its lead out to six after the three-point play by Bergman. And then that's matched. A three-point play by Jackson Center. 24-21 Raiders. 1:50 left in the second quarter. Oh, look at that drive. What a play. Rushi. Cooper Unger for a boy. He's a bulldog in every sport in which he plays. He started that drive 25 feet out on the floor, left flank, and he went right by two Tigers, buried the hard driving layup, was whacked on the head as he put it through. Rushi up five, make it six. Three-point plays in succession here. Two for the Raiders, one for the Tigers. Three-point plays the old-fashioned way. 27-21. Rushi up six, 1:40 left, second quarter. Klopfenstein head of the key for Jackson Center. Coming out to catch is Sayre. Preston looks into the post for Carter. He's jostled. Boisard wrapped him up from behind. Foul is common. 91 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Excellent ball game here at the Jackson Center gym tonight. Both teams shooting it well. Limited turnovers. Standout defense. Foul line, Jay Carter, Klopfenstein. Bullseye! He peeled off the screen and fired it home.
He's got 11.
Woo! Carter Klopfenstein. Double-digit scoring, 27-23. Rushi ahead before. 70 seconds to go here in the first half. Here's Unverfer to Bergman. Down inside, Cooper muscles up a four-footer. Got it to go in. He crawled it over the iron. Fine play, but Cooper. Fine assist from teammate Bergman. Well done play. Good set, Marushi.
Oh, they're running some flex cuts, and they got people wide open under the basket.
Yeah, 29-23. Raiders up six. 46 seconds to go, first half. Jackson Center is fouled. And that's number three on one of the Raiders.
On Umferfirth.
And that hurts. He's a cog.
He's got a seven-point quarter going.
He's a senior with some varsity experience, albeit limited.
Now you got 46 seconds, and your senior out there, you might have had one to get him out of the game.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. Here is Jackson Center. Whistling the ball around the top of the key, down six, half minute to go, second quarter. Carter Klopfenstein to Preston Sayre. Rushi's done a pretty nice job on Preston here in the first half. Spark on the right flank, 20 ticks on the clock. Now Sayre at midcourt, right wing to Spark, 15, 14, 13, 6-point lead Rushi. Last 10 seconds, first half. Klopfenstein, the ball is given up by him. Goes back to Carter. They clear out the floor. He drives, backpedals, and stumbled and walked.
He had two turnovers because he did a discontinued dribble to make the first move and then lost his balance. So Rushi got the ball, and they should have.
4:05 to go. First half, Carter Haney enters. He and Pax Bixler, likely three-point shooters along with Cash Grogene. Here's Bixler up the floor, top of the circle, fades away at the buzzer, short, no good. 30-footer, but Bixler would have counted had he nailed it, but he was well-guarded and was off balance. Superb first half of action here at Jackson Center tonight. 29-23 Raiders lead. A couple people talking to me before the game, Chuck, said, who knows, the winner might score just 30-35. Well, we've got 52 points in the first two periods combined by the two clubs. How about that?
It's been fun to watch. I mean, both teams shooting the ball well. The defense has not been bad. It's just the offense has been better.
Yep. 6-point lead, Rushi, at the break. We'll return with our halftime in a few minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 29-23, Rushi over Jackson Center here at the halftime break. Well-played, exciting game tonight in boys' action in the Shelby County Athletic League. It is quite entertaining. Hey, you'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Laurel. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online also at geyersinc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S-Inc.com. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon. Cutaway is for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years. We will style at Cutaway. You'll smile at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner is Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling now at Cutaway. Our experience and your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. 6-point lead, Rushi at the break. Halftime brought to you by Orchard's Family Floor in Fort Laramie. It's Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, team stats, 9-5 rebounding advantage for Rushi, 3-1 on the offensive boards. Neither team turned the ball over. Jackson turned it 4 times. Rushi only turned it twice, and that's with a freshman point guard in a varsity game. three of four from the free throw line for the Raiders. Tigers, three of three. So all three of those were Kloppenstein. Individual scoring for the Raiders. They were led by Cooper Underfirth. I have trouble saying that. With seven, six for Bixler, six for Grant Bergman. They got four out of Michael Boissard, two from Gubo, and two from Haney. They scored 12 and 17, 29 for the first half. For Jackson, they were led by Carter Kloppenstein. We had 11. They got eight from Brendan Sayre, and then two each from Preston Sayre and Anderson Fark. Scored 10 and 13 and trail it by six, 29-23 at the half.
A spirited first two quarters here at Jackson Center. Rushi Raiders ahead by six, as Chuck just noted. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor at Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It is the Jackson Center Pep Band striking up in the background here at the Tigers' Habitat of the Cats. Rushi 29, Jackson Center 23, seconds away from the start of our third quarter. I'd like to remind you that Frisch's in Sydney has never, ever left you. Frisch's is still in Sydney going strong. Michigan Avenue, west of I-75, as popular as ever. Frisch's in Sydney. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that outstanding hot fudge cake, pumpkin pie being served to Christmas. at Frisch's in Sydney. Don't forget the breakfast bar, open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 every single night. And more popular than ever, Frisch's dinner menu, whitefish, spaghetti, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, superb. So, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Check out that menu. You will find something you like for sure. Frisch's still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? Third quarter underway. Rushi attacking to our left. Boysar got away with a walk. High stepped into the lane. Didn't shoot. Had it deflected. Stolen. Here's Preston Stair marching down the floor for Jackson Center, which is down six. Opening half minute. Third quarter of play. Klopfenstein isolates. Right wing. Fakes left. Goes right. Pulls up. Doesn't shoot. Behind him to Stair. Hits a cutter down the lane. Preston to Brendan Stair for two. 29-25. Well done on the play by the Tigers. 1 minute gone here in the third. Top of the circle, Rushi's Cash Brogian dribbles. Bounces the ball on the floor and out of Paxton Bixler, 25 feet away. Left wing, Cash Brogian on top to Voisart. Right side of the floor, Cooper Unverfirth playing with three fouls. Now Grant Bergman at the Tiger logo, midcourt. He is picked up on the play by Ian Stengel, who's in, 5'10 senior for Jackson Center. 30 feet out on the right, it is Grogene into the post to Bergman. Good move, off balance. Oh, it's stripped on the play by Jackson Center. Good defense for the Tigers as Bergman bounced the ball into trouble. Ball thrown into the post to Carter Klopfenstein. He's hammered by Voisard from the backside. 6:12 to go, third quarter, 29-25 in favor of Rushi. Raiders have been up the six a couple of times. Ball lobbed into Carter Klopfenstein right in front. Open look, eight-footer, swish! 29-27, here come the Tigers. Four straight to start the third quarter. Rushi, dribble drive, Cooper Unverfirth. Pulls up, foul line, fades, missed it, off the iron. It clangs off the ring, bounds into the left corner. Quick attack by Jackson Ooh. Center. Long three-point try, the Preston Sayre rimmed. Scrap for the rebound, a lot of contact below the backboard. Foul on Rushi, and Jackson Center will throw in.
He's got that from the Tiger foot.
Yeah, that was a Preston Stair bomb of close to 30 feet. Here's the inbounds play to Carter Klopfenstein. He loves that paint area. Wheels and deals. Left-handed shot rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound Rushi. Bergman down the floor. Left corner Bixler. Hits a cutter in the lane. It's Unverfirth. He blew the bunny right in front. Rebound Jackson Center. Leaking out his Fark at the other end. Got it for two. We're tied up. And Rushi needs a timeout. 29 all, 5:22 to go, third quarter. On scores, broadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hey, don't forget about Fox Supply, located in Minster, between Minster and Fort Loramie, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Three Scores broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill and delivers on its effort to improve our communities. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Fox Supply in Minster, fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi has seen Jackson Center score six straight. Turnover, Raiders, after the timeout. Good steal by Jackson Center. Quickly down the floor, Brendan Sayre. There's a quick three ball. Makes it, a bomb by Brendan Sayre. He poured in one from 28 feet. The six-foot sophomore launched home a beauty. Nine straight points to Jackson Center to start the second half. Top of the circle, Lundifer dumps it down to Bergman. Through his fingertips. Mistake, Raiders, who turn it over. Jackson Center with the ball. Sayre drives on the right side of the lane. Bumps into a Raider. Grinds his way to the basket. Foul against Rushi. In the act of shooting, Preston Sayre to the stripe here for Jackson Center. What in the world did head coach Aaron Kloffenstein say to his young pups during the halftime break? Great message, no doubt. 3-point lead, Jackson Center. Sayre at the free throw line with two coming.
Nope, the first one didn't count because they moved off the lane after they had handed in the ball.
Uh-oh, violation against the Tigers. Swish by Sayre on shot number two. 10 straight points for Jackson Center to open the second half. 4:25 to go. Third quarter of play. Bruce needs a bucket to stop the bleeding. Bergman foul line on the arc to Cash Grogene. Grogene back to the basket, 25 feet away to Unreferth, playing with three fouls. Hand off to Malachi Borchers. High dribble by Grogene to Unreferth. Three-point try by Rushi, way off the mark, but the gunner from long range is drilled while taking the shot. It's Malachi Borchers. Somebody for Jackson Center planted a blow on him, and Borchers gets three at the stripe.
Should have been after the shot, out of bounds. There's no way that he fouled him on the shot.
It very easily could have been interpreted that way, Chuck. You're right. Free throw by Borchers short. Rushi yet to score in 4 minutes here in the third quarter. Jackson Center has registered the first 10 to lead the four. After being down six, free throw Malachi Borchers is good. Missed the first, made the second. 33-30 Jackson Center.
How was that a two-shot foul?
He only shot two. Maybe one behind the arc.
I guess.
Weird. We were wrong on multiple counts.
That was me.
There's a bad pass by Jackson Center. Steal by Rushi. Here's a Euro step in the lane. Cooper Unverfirth. A dandy play. 33-32 on the field goal by Unverfirth. Jackson Center up one. On the arc, Brendan Sayre. Right wing, Damian Stengel tries to go to Kloffenstein in the post. It's telegraph, and Rushi swipes it. Cash Grogene down the floor for the Raiders. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Quickly played period. Outside the arc on the right, it is Bergman. Bergman into the post for Boisard. Bad pass, picked off on the play by the Tigers, Brendan Sayre. Backcourt to Preston. 2:58 to go, third quarter. 33-32, Jackson Center up one. Skip pass, cross court. Brendan Sayre controls. Comes out back on the play to Ian Stengel. Straight away, it's Preston Sayre. Here's a lob down inside for the cutter. It's too far. Preston tried to hit Brendan. Overshot him with a pass out of bounds to Rushi. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Tigers cling to a one-point lead after being down to six. Scored the first 10 to start the second half. Did Jackson Center. Here comes Rushi to midcourt. Dribble drive. Borchers pulls up at the foul line. Goes back to Cooper Unreferth. Now Borchers left flank. Goes below the rim. Feeds on top to teammate Gubo. Now to Borchers. Double teamed. Borchers dribbles into the lane. Tries to make a pocket pass below the hoop to Unreferth. Kicked out of bounds by the Tigers.
Good hands by the official.
Jackson Center playing its best defense of this game here this quarter. Up one Grushy with the possession for the lead. Torchers between the rings to Gubo. Almost shooting was Bixler from 35 feet. Cross court to Borchers. Baseline drive. Pivots in the lane. He's in there forever. Gets out just in the nick of time. Goes back to Bixler. Top of the circle, Gubo. Give and go. Underfoot. Great pass. Well done on the play. Gubo hit Underfoot for a deuce. Big two-pointer. Raiders back on top by one. 34-33. Rushi worked long and hard for that bucket. Oh, what a drive of Preston Sayre. Down the right side of the lane. Feather touch on the rim. Off no good. Tip Kloffenstein no good, but he's hacked on the arm. And he'll get two. Jackson Center attacked the goal very quickly. That trip down the floor. Tigers really trying to amp up the pace. 1 point lead, Jackson Center. Two free throws, Kloffenstein. First one is good. Is it my imagination, Chuck, or has the foul shooting been real good in this game?
Well, he is 4 for 4.
Okay.
As a team, they are 1, 2, they are 5 for 5.
6 for 6. Carter Kloffenstein drains both. A pair at the strike from Carter. 6 for 6 as a team are the Tigers from the 15-foot mark. Score is 35-34. Is the scoreboard correct, Chuck?
That's correct. Two free throws, put them back up front.
At 1 point edge for the home team. Bergman foul line to Bixler for Rushi. 1:12 to go, third quarter. Weave out on top. Bixler, Grojean coming out to catch as Bergman. Straight away handled by Voisard. Ball given back up to Gubo, 25 feet out. 56 seconds to go, third quarter. 35-34 Tigers. Oh, they clear out for Bergman. Bergman open. He barrels down the left side of the floor. Contact. Defender falls. It's ruled a charge. Grant says, I didn't touch it. We had a bad angle. Couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell.
Nope. Tell you what, the Tiger defender sold it.
He looked like he got ran over.
In fact, they got to sweep up the floor.
And a little water down there.
A little perspiration on the court, mopped up. 50 seconds to go in the third. Tigers up one, ball thrown to midcourt. Handled there on the play by Dane Reese. Reese walks it over the timeline. Hand off to Brendan Sayre. Now Preston 25 feet out. Coming out to catch Kloffenstein. 34 seconds left, third quarter. 1 point lead, Jackson Center. Backing up to midcourt with the ball is Gus Starr. Starr gives it up to Kloffenstein. At the center circle, it's Brendan Sayre. 18, 17, 16. 30 feet out, it's Preston. Back to Brendan. Guarded by Bergman. Dribbling down the left side of the lane. Pivoting 10 feet away. Shooting it short is Jackson Center's Brendan Sayre. Rebound Rushi. Second to go. That's it. Third quarter closes. Tigers up one. 35-34. After trailing 29-23 at the half. This is ScoresPodcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main in Anna, Trackside Treats.
1-point lead, Jackson Center. We start the fourth here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Tigers attack to our right. Preston Stairs got the ball 30 feet away. Picked up by Maddox Kubo. Down the right side, Carter Kloffenstein. Give and go. Hits loose down the lane. Shot blocked. Oh, what a play. Bergman out of nowhere. Got a piece of it. Rushi with the loose ball. Here's Bexler in midcourt. Raiders can take the lead with a field goal. High left, it's Boysard. On the arc to Bexler. Coming out to catch Bergman. Right wing, Gubo. Gubo on the bounce. Straight away, Boysard. Near side, Carter Haney. Picked up by Reese. 25 feet away to teammate Grant Bergman. Straight away, Boysard. Left wing, Gubo. A minute gone, fourth quarter. Here's Gubo on a drive. Flips it up one-handed, a teardrop in the lane. Short, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center. That was a tough finish.
It was a heck of a drive. I can't believe he got that close. That looked NBA-ish.
Tigers still up one. Dane Reese with the ball to Kloffenstein. Elbow 15-footer, strong, no good. Rebound, Rushi. Raiders trail by a point. 90 seconds gone, third quarter. Up to Gubo. Straight on to Haney. He's near the Tiger paw. Part of the logo at midcourt here at the Habitat of the Cat. Home of the Jackson Center Tigers. Paxson Bixler controls top of the circle. Both teams switching man-to-man defense. Straight away, Boysard. Outside the arc on the right, it's Bixler. Bixler looking for an avenue to drive. Can't do it. 2 minutes gone in the fourth. Jackson Center clings to a precarious one-point lead. Carter Haney 30 feet away on the right. Between the rings, it goes to Bergman. And head coach Devin Lindberg gets a timeout. 5:56 to go in the fourth. 1-point lead Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, we've got a thriller in process, entertaining game here at the Jackson Center Gym. 35-34, Jackson Center up one. Rushi's led by as many as six. Raiders have the ball down the right side of the court. It's fumbled. Carter Haney coughed it up out of bounds.
Dribbled it off his foot, getting ready to make a play.
5:41 left to go in the fourth. Tigers dribbling up the floor. It's Sayre. Sayre checked by Haney. Brendan Sayre on the bounce. 35 feet away to Kloffenstein, 20 feet out. Bergman on him. Points at a premium here in the second half. Both teams extremely patient. Defenses have picked it up. Dribble drive, Preston Sayre. Euro step down the lane. Good! What a play. Preston Sayre kissed that one in off the window. He cradled that ball in the right hip. And then he cleared space with the left shoulder, that part of his body. And brought that ball up and flipped it in off the glass, was fouled as he scored. Jackson Center up three. And Sayers at the stripe, the 6'2 senior for the Tigers, tries to expand this lead from 3-4, and he does. Jackson Center players have shown fine marksmanship at the free throw line in this game, and they're up four now. 5:12 left here in the fourth. Unverfirth backs it out for the Raiders. 35 feet away down the right side to Boysart. Bergman catches, lobs in the lane to Unverfirth. Squares up. He's tapped on the wrist. Well, shoot it. Good call by the referee. Unverfirth's turnaround eight-footer was well short. That was because he was contacted. Two free throws upcoming.
Now, Cooper spent quite a few years battling really good basketball players in practice. That's going to make him solid in his senior year, I think. Two free throws under for first one short. 38-34. Jackson Center up four. 4:57 left in the fourth. Anderson Park back in for the Tigers. Second foul shot under Firth. One, two, three dribbles. Long pause. Got it. 38-35. Jackson Center up three. Team fouls in the quarter, one each way. Midcourt, Preston Sayre down the left side to Klopfenstein. Bergman on him. Handled down by Brendan Sayre. Sloppy pass, left wing. Preston got to it. Saved it, threw it cross court to Fark. Shot fake. Fark on a weave to Preston Sayre. Inside to Klopfenstein. He's got the angle. Pivots. Oh, he might have gotten away with the walk. Scores! He shoveled it with the left hand around Bergman. Klopfenstein might have taken steps. It was perhaps missed. Give him two. 40-35. Jackson Center is inched out to a five-point cushion. Little give and go down the lane. Bergman on the finish. No good, but he's decked on the play. And he'll get two free throws for the Raiders.
I am impressed with this sophomore, Moy. He goes to the basket strong. He's going to have a nice season for him, I think.
He is a 6'3 sophomore. He plays more like 6'5. A couple of free throws, Bergman. It is way short. Under first initial free throw a moment ago was shy of the mark as well. Pressure-packed stretch in this game. Jackson Center up five. 4:06 to go, fourth quarter. Bergman's got the second one. He nails it. 40-36. Jackson Center to midcourt. It's Preston Sayre. Sayre pulls up his dribble. Goes to Fark. Head of the key, Klopfenstein. Now Preston. Preston on the bounce. Picked up by Gubo. Preston beats him into the lane. Preston Sayre off balance shot. And he thought he was fouled. It's ruled that he lost the ball out of bounds.
He wasn't fouled, but the shot was blocked out of bounds. It should have been Jackson Center's ball.
3:45 to go here in the game. Raiders might have gotten a break there. Possession, Rushi trailing by four.
I thought the two JV officials did a great job. I'm not thinking great job so far in the varsity game.
Midcourt on the bounce. Bixler, left side Gubo for Rushi. 3.5 to play. 4-point deficit facing the Raiders. 30 feet out on the right, it's Bixler. Straight away, Bergman. Left wing, Unverfirth wants to drive. Good defense on the play by Unverfirth. No chance for Cooper to get around. Here's Paxson Bixler, top of the circle. Bergman, high left. We're down to 3:16 to go. It's getting late. Popping out to catch is Gubo. Right side Bixler, who poured in a couple threes early on in this game. Jackson Center is mindful of him. 3 minutes left in the game. Rushi with the ball behind the four. Unverfirth, head of the key, wants to drive. Can't do it. Hand off to Bergman. Left flank Bixler steps back and shoots. It's a three-pointer. Got it. Oh, we were looking over his shoulder. It was online all the way. The moment I said his name, Chuck, in with the shot.
It was, and I'll tell you, just a really bad job of switching off that time, and it gave him a wide-open look.
Lazy defense for the Tigers.
You don't want to do that. I've seen that already.
40-39. Jackson Center give and go down the lane. It's kicked on the play by Rushi over the end line. Tigers muffed it. But Rushi touched it last. Timeout called. Rushi on the three-pointer, but Bixler trails by one. 2:28 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
The early start to this game tonight means an early finish, unless we have OT. It's coming down. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. Did you get started this early in your game last week, Chuck? Oh, what a woo! Jackson Center out of the timeout, hits the cutter of Brendan Sayre, and he drives and scores a two-pointer. Well designed by head coach Aaron Kloffenstein. Brendan Sayre on the finish, and a depth pass by Preston Sayre on the arc that led to a critical two-pointer and lifts the Tigers to a three-point edge. Early start here this evening, a little after 7. When did you get going last Friday?
It was probably 7:20 maybe.
Okay. Rushi with the ball, down 3. A three-pointer can tie. 1:49 to go here in the fourth. Left wing, high dribble. Boisard, DeBoisard, he threw it away in the right corner. He pitched it behind Enverfirth, out of bounds into the first row.
Well,
big turnover. Rushi committed 23 of them on Tuesday against Bodkins at a boatload in the second half.
And that's what they're getting here.
Here is pressure by Rushi, Jackson Center in backcourt. 1:40 to go. Tigers up 3, 42-39. Big mistake there by the Raiders. Didn't get a shot, coughed it up. Here's Preston Sayre, 25 feet out. Jackson Center, 42. Rushi, 39. 1:25 to go. 1:24 left. Straight away, Kloffenstein. Bergman on him. Looks for the cutter. Preston Sayre down inside. Designed action, but he wasn't there. Right corner, inside the cutter. Kloffenstein. Spin move. Grant Bergman all over him. Blocked it out of bounds. What a defensive stand by Bergman.
I tell you, he impresses me more and more as this game goes on. Both ends of the floor.
Yeah. 72 seconds to go. Rushi trails by 3. Jackson Center inbounding below the rim. Right corner, it goes to Reese. High dribble, rotates on top. Hand off to Brendan Sayre, back to Preston. Guarding Preston Sayre is Gubo. 58, 57 seconds to go. Ball deflected by Grant Bergman. Loose far side of the floor. Strung for it. Loose ball. Picked up by Kirk. McCarter Kloffenstein. Scattered floor. And he scores.
Wow.
What a driving layup. Wow, that was fluky. Jackson Center took advantage after almost losing the ball. We got a three-pointer by Cooper Enverfirth. He missed it. Rebounded by the Tigers. Break for Rushi, which got a timeout before the shot.
Yep.
40.6 to go. 44-39 Jackson Center on scores, broadcast.com. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with a single customer. And today, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi has entry-level positions available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's 6 to 4, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. First shift jobs available Monday through Thursday. Sounds ideal. You can work at A&M Pallet in Rushi. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Raiders have the ball, down 5. Shooting the long 3, Enverfirth. He was challenged on the shot and left it short, and Jackson Center's got the rebound.
Boy, there was a point where he just kind of felt like Rushi had control of the game, and then the first half,
And the way Jackson came out to start the third quarter,
yep,
it just turned into a dogfight. Rushi led 29-23 at the break. Guess what? Jackson Center put up 10 on them to start the third quarter, 10 straight for the Tigers. They took a four-point lead, and Jackson Center, not by much, has had the edge, though, consistently here in the second half. Three team fouls now on Rushi. 22 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Inbounded backcourt to Brendan Sayre. Hovering over him is Borchers. Foul number four on Rushi. On the next one, Jackson Center will go to the stripe for two. And this is where the team that's got the lead, Chuck, if fouled, doesn't shoot the one-on-one, they get a pair.
Yeah, it takes a lot of the pressure off that first free throw.
Yeah, sure does.
And they moved, they had Sayre down at this end. Now that they knew they're going to shoot free throws, they brought him down to catch the ball. They know who they want to shoot it.
And Sayre is fouled. Preston Sayre at the stripe. Have the Tigers missed a free throw tonight, Chuck?
They have not.
And that's been a difference maker. Perfect free throw shooting by Jackson Center. Up 5, 44-39, 18.5 to go. Foul shot by Sayre is good. 6-point lead, Tigers. 18.5 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Now, Borussia had a 29-23 lead halftime. Jackson Center adjusted, came out second half, scored the first 10. And after a second make by Sayre, Jackson Center leads by 7, 18.5 to go here in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Yep, the one big difference in this game, Chuck, in addition to the free throw shooting of the Tigers, defense, Rushi, 10 points, whole second half of this game.
Yep, 5 in the third, so far 5 in the fourth. You're not going to win too many games doing that.
Nope, not at all. 10 seconds to go. Rushi with the ball 35 feet away in a weave. Handling the basketball is Haney. Carter peeled off the screen, was bumped. Foul, Jackson Center. It's only the Tigers' third.
Yeah, they got another one to give.
Yeah. 9.9 left. Jackson Center up 7. Here's a pass to midcourt. Preston Sayre intercepts, and he bear hugs the ball. Looks at the clock. 4, 3, 2, 1, that'll do it. Jackson Center storms from behind and beats Rushi 46-39. Splendid second half turned it by the Tigers. Jackson Center scored 23 in each half of this game. Rushi 29 in the first and 10 points in the final two quarters. In Jackson Center, in its SCAL opener, turns back Rushi 46-39. We'll return with more from the Jackson Center gym in a few minutes. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Alan Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Alan Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Alan Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
And welcome back to Jackson Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 8 turnovers by Rushi in the second half, only 10 points for the Raiders in the final two quarters. And Rushi lost the 29-23 halftime bulge and fell short in the end, 46-39. More complete game at Jackson Center. Solid second half by the Tigers. A win by 7.
Yeah, they did play much better defensively. They picked it up a little bit. Offensively, I thought they were a little more crisp than they were in the first half. 23 in each half. There's nothing wrong with that.
Free throw shooting Tigers. Boy, it was phenomenal. What, 10 for 10? Is that right?
9 for 9.
9 for 9.
Yep.
And that'll win you ball games.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely. You got the right people shooting free throws. That's what you want, too.
Pax Mixler for Rushi drained 3 long ones, 2 at the outset of the game, 1 in the fourth quarter. Might not have gotten enough shots.
Yeah, I think maybe when they were down 5 and 6, I would have liked to have seen them run something for him. But, you know, I'm not at their practices, and it's early in the season.
I'll tell you what, Chuck, I like what I saw from the Rushi Raiders. Yeah, this team is young. It's inexperienced. It's got a ways to go. But people around the league who have seen Rushi are saying it's a lot better club than people thought the Raiders might have. The fall off, yeah, it's significant from a team that went, what, 81-6?
Yeah, of course.
In 3 years. The fall off is great. Not nearly as much, though, as you might imagine. This Rushi team under head coach Devin Lindberg has got a future, and it's right now. This team with improvement can really make a mark on the league and the tournament. Who knows, Chuck? 9-3. That might tie for the SCAL championship.
No, that's possible. I mean, they had eight kids score tonight. I think they did a good job of their rotation.
Yep.
That's going to get better as it goes. On the other side, only five people scored for Jackson, but they had 19 out of Kloffenstein and 13 out of Brendan Sayre. So that was your difference.
Yeah.
Only one double-figure score for Rushi. That was Cooper Unverfirth. There was an Unverfirth that played quarterback for Ohio State back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Don Unverfirth. Okay.
Yeah.
And I couldn't say his name either. Rebounding, maybe I missed some, but there just wasn't very many misses. 13 rebounds for Rushi, 11 for Jackson. And I'm not sure. Maybe I took a nap someplace in there if I missed that. But my players of the game, for Rushi, I'm going to go with the freshman, Paxton Bixler. And on the other side, I'm going to go with Carter Kloffenstein.
Yep. This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy. See at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, it's definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Yep, Jackson Center's Carter Kloffenstein, a senior at 6'3", played like a 6'5 wide body tight end tonight. Boy, when he wanted the ball, he got it. He meant business. And he was someone on the inside Rushi just did not handle very well.
Well, you can see that he has really gained confidence from last year. Mm-hmm. And, boy, I'll tell you, if he's going to play like that, Jackson's going to have a nice season.
And the sophomore, Brendan Sayre, 13 big ones.
Yep, shout out, stood out there, hit a couple of threes. They did a real nice job on Preston and Kloffenstein, and then Brendan picked it up for him.
And again, Rushi's got an array of talent. A lot of young men can hit the court and play, perform, and give Coach Lindberg what it takes to win. It's just going to take a little time for these young men, for the Raiders, to gain the experience they need.
Well, yeah, you're gonna have to get your right rotation, your right situation going. I think they're gonna win a lot of basketball games.
Jackson Center takes its opener in the SCAL tonight to go to 2-1 in the league. Rushi now 1-2 on the campaign. And if I'm thinking correctly, all three of the Raiders' contests so far have been in the SCAL, beating
Fairlawn losing to Botkins this past Tuesday and dropping the game tonight to Jackson Center. On the air tomorrow, tentatively, about a 2:15 tip for Minster Fort Loramie girls here on Scores Broadcast. Airtime maybe as early as 1:15. Don't think we're going to be thrown a curve with regard to start time. We had tipped off tonight, what, a little after 7?
Yeah, we've got here and we went, was this the third quarter of the freshman game? No, they're getting ready to start the JV game.
And what is it now, 8:30, 8:40, something like that?
It's 8:31.
Okay. This is probably our earliest departure in a long time from a boys SCAL matchup. Really enjoyed it. Our second coverage of the year turned into an entertaining dynamite game between Rushi and Jackson Center, won by the Tigers by 7 points. Chuck, a lot of fun. Fine contest. Both teams in January form tonight.
I was impressed. I thought both teams had some offense. Both teams are well coached, obviously. And there's some talent out there.
And again, there will be losses in this league. No chance somebody's going to run the table like Rushi did last year, 12-0, and then 29-0 on the season. Not going to happen. I'm guessing 9-3 is right there in the league at the finish line.
Well, yeah, 9-3 might win it. I mean, it's a very well balanced league this year, and that makes it fun.
Thanks so much to our head coaches, Devin Lindberg, Rushi, and Aaron Kloffenstein, Jackson Center, for letting me view practice and assisting in the dialogue, the conversations we had midweek, which we aired before the game. Thanks to them. Thanks to our athletic directors at both schools for their assistance. Our online listenership tonight was great. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Jackson Center. Join us tomorrow around 1:15 or so airtime. Fort Loramie girls at Minster here on scoresbroadcast.com as Jackson Center beats Rushi by 7.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors. Outdoors is offered by Francis Schultze, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left, and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.